Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you at least for the next hour. We have a special show lined up for you. Our guest actually was booked a couple of weeks ago, but we had some unexpected events and a few technical difficulties, and he has kindly returned tonight. This actually is his first appearance on Evident Footprints, although we go back a couple of years. When I started my solo broadcasting career as a guest on several shows, I appeared on the same network with tonight's guest, and that was on the Edge AM, interviewed by Daniel Ott. And as often occurs during these nighttime broadcasts, we talk about many, many different topics than you can talk about during the day. We don't want to scare the little ones, and we don't want to scare those that are still asleep either. So we prefer if we're going to scare you, you are asleep, and nighttime's the best opportunity for that. He is the founder of the Clay and Iron Ministries. He is a prophet. He is one of the most incredible medicine men you are going to find on the planet. Dr. Bill Deagle is a healer. He has a background in biomedicines, healing applications, holistic versus allopathic methods. He has seen the underground bases. He can tell you about things that will make your hair curl. And if you have curly hair already, it'll straighten it out. He is also the host of his own radio show, The Nutra Medical Report, and he has a couple of websites. We'll be talking about those things. I encourage you to take notes tonight. Grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. Kick back. Get some tea or coffee. Pay close attention. You are going to be riveted by what you're going to hear tonight. My good friend, Dr. Bill Deagle. Welcome to Evident Footprints, Dr. Deagle. Yeah. How are you?
Thanks very much, Don. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on. There's a couple of things that people need to grasp. One of the analogies I like to use is a parlor game that was done in Victorian England over a century ago. And what the rich and powerful would do is they'd have their gardeners garden their hedges so that they would make them into mazes. And they would make a little maze, and then when they brought their new guest to the little maze and they felt they were so clever they could get out without any help, then they would say, well, now we'll take you to the big maze. And, of course, they knew the big maze, the only way you could get out was if you were talked out. You had to be guided or you would literally be stuck there for the afternoon. Well, unless you start asking the right questions, which are going to change your paradigm, you're going to be brought to the big maze shortly, and you're not going to get out of the maze. And that's one of the problems, is that the general level of consciousness of the citizens of Earth is actually dropping, not rising. Now, there are a number of us that are, I call them the bubbles in the bottle of champagne, are rising in anticipation that the cork is going to open and there's going to be a transition to a new kind of world, a world with a higher spirituality, more connectedness with nature and with each other, a world that has more a spiritual dimension rather than a religious dogmatic one, one that is supersedes technology, doesn't get consumed by it like the Ray Kurzweils and the Luciferians that basically want to merge with it. And what I try to do is I'm trying to, in a sense, be like a teacher, to not only show them the facts that will show that it resonates with their intellectual, you know, in other words, a reference, but also to give them classified information and then give them information at higher dimensional levels than perhaps they've even heard when they've been at this for many years. A lot of the preconceptions of even those people that feel they're pretty advanced, I love to break paradigms. I have a paradigm-breaking hammer. It's actually made of the same wood is the cross that Yeshua HaMashiach, one of the great teachers, 2,000 years ago. And that hammer is very effective at breaking paradigms. It actually sits on my desk. So the issue, I think, is that people need to start being willing to be stretched beyond their comfort zone. Because they're not going to understand. A lot of time, their mundane idea of what it is to be a nice person or a bad person, they don't understand that some of the people that do the greatest good in the world also do the greatest evil. So they try to judge people by their works, which is not a wise thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for them to judge people by the intention of their heart, or to really understand that they have how badly they've been lied and manipulated, or even told lies about the very nature of what they are as a being, or the very nature of our universe. And so every, if you want to call it, I call it religion or real lies going on, every educational institution, most of them think that they're really, really knowledgeable. If they become a PhD, a professor that's tenured, they think they reach the pinnacle of human knowledge. And, of course, our society is the most advanced that's ever been, which is, again, repeated lies. Mm-hmm. In fact, when you reach these levels, you're only reaching what I call the doorstep of knowledge, and you're invited by invitation only to get in the sacred sanctums of much higher learning and knowledge and access to information that you didn't dream existed. And that's one of the problems, is our society is very arrogant, very mind-controlled, and it sort of feels almost, there's this egocentric looking at the navel fuzz of human civilization, thinking we're the only sentient being in the universe is probably one of the most asinine things you can imagine, but it really is not much different than excommunicating Galileo because he took his analysis of the planets and realized that the sun, we were rotating around the sun and not the sun, and planets rotating around Earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, those that promulgate those lies, Dr. Bill, are quite aware that they're putting this lie out there for the, for the purpose
of dumbing
us down.
Most of them are aware. And in fact, if you look at the various groups, I tell people there's really only, the best way is that there may be thousands of religions or even more on the Earth, but there's only really two perspectives in the universe. Whether you're a sentient being on this planet made of carbon-based units and DNA, or you're a sentient being in a different part of the vastness of the universe, those who are connected to the creator of the universe and the higher dimensional levels, and those who are disconnected and do their own will. And that's it. Everything else, as Bob Dylan says, you got to serve somebody, which means you're going to have to agree to a specific paradigm and control matrix. And that's what I try to do, is get people to accept what they want to believe in and then just do it well. You know, mm-hmm. if you're going to be evil, recognize it and don't lie about it and do it well. If you're going to be good, live 100% and don't be fearful of death, because in fact, when you understand what kind of a being we are, you can't be killed because of the very nature of what we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been forced and coerced and coaxed throughout our life to experience the illusion and accept that as our reality. So, of course, we're going to fear death. We're going to fear the things that we really know inside we should not fear. That's so true, what you're saying.
Exactly. Now, there's we call, if you want to call it, people of higher spirituality of every race and religion, Native peoples and others. That's why you can go to Native peoples and they'll tell you about them. They're great teachers. Many of them became, quote, deified or became these icons. The problem is that there is a higher dimension. The best way I try to describe it is my two goals, whether or not it's dealing with people trying to improve their health or lengthen their lifespan and get rid of fragility or trying to get them to start thinking of solutions, is number one, they have to know what kind of a being they are, and they have to have a clear understanding of the nature of the universe, the boundary zones, and the very nature of what their world is. Otherwise, they can't make informed decisions. And we literally steer the future. We're co-creators of our own future. We have multiple timelines we play with as a corporate, you know, civilization of mankind, interacting with also other beings, both on this dimensional plane and other planes of existence. And in a sense, we are co-creators of our own future, and much of it is steered by our attitude, our heart, and our decisions that we make, and also the indecisions where we decide not to intervene when we should.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have timelines that are presenting with the $700 billion plan.
Bailout.
The bailout. And that bailout is similar, I would say, to a Star Trek mission where you make a decision as a Star Trek captain that you maybe let a planet be consumed by the black hole, and maybe the black hole will not be hungry enough to eat the entire galaxy, which, of course, is stupid. The black hole gets hungrier and decides to consume all the stars in the sector. So the idea that you can somehow throw money at a black hole created by the banksters and the criminals that have created a debt monster black hole that's thousands of times more mass than the entire value of the aggregate gross national product and assets of the entire world by thousands of times is a kind of a mathematical anomaly, and it's an outrageous stupidity that people will accept that either one of these, I call them the either side of the belly of the snake, is going to do anything good other than to enslave the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they have to understand is, why do these people do this? Because even if you just wanted to be rich and famous, you wouldn't kill the golden goose, which is the society that they parasitize off.
Yeah.
But you have to understand what these people are and what how they've been produced over millennia. You know, if you look at the tunic that's on the Knights, the Teutonic Knights Malta, this goes long before Christianity, long before Judaism, long before the ancient world in Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
To the origins of it, and when you actually look at the cross, it's actually the imprinted vision above and below of the flying arms of a galaxy at its equinoxes. So you're not seeing a Christian cross, you're seeing the flying arms of a galaxy. So they can call themselves keepers of the cross, of the crossing as above below. Of course, in other words, seeing the galaxy from above and below. And of course, the galaxy spins because at the center of the galaxy is a black hole with a mass of 2 trillion star masses the size of our sun. And it creates a interdimensional vortex that actually connects to an umbilicus across to a parallel galaxy. This is all, by the way, advanced astrophysics that's now accepted. And the photon jet that comes out actually drives all the nuclear reactions on our stars and all the stars of the universe. And those stars literally interact with all the planets in the magma field, and the magma field in the Earth, like a set of gears, and the movement of the magma creates a magnetosphere that protects us from cosmic and X-rays so we could live on this planet, literally floating like wedges of pineapple floating on a jello ocean of liquid rock or magma.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
Well, the thing is that when you think of the fantasticness of the universe, when people want to limit their idea, you know, there's still people that believe in the Flat Earth Society. You know, they say they can't believe it because their eyes tell them the Earth is flat. Well, we deal with Flat Earthers, whether it's political or economic Flat Earthers, every day. And I like to smash the paradigms because as long as they believe a lie, they're going to be victimized.
Mm-hmm.
One of my good sayings, I'm going to borrow this from Brian David Hall, is that the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off.
Yeah.
It's going to make you very upset. It's going to make you feel like you're lied to, that Santa Claus really wasn't a white-haired man that came down your chimney, that the universe wasn't as you were told, and that, in fact, your birthright has been stolen because you don't even know the nature of what you are as a being.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't just promulgated by humans, but by non-human entities that have impinged and interfered and literally criminally subjugated our civilization down through history and done horrific things to our ancestors and the entire planet of Earth. Because we're caught in a battle zone between advanced beings, the sons of light, those who actually have a relationship with their creator, and those who don't. And do their own will. And then we realize that the New World Order is not run by humans, as it says in the Bible and many other books. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness.
In high
places. We're dealing basically with advanced transdimensional beings that in our world might be considered magic, but in fact is just very advanced super science of beings that are fully aware of the nature of what they are in the universe, and they decide to reject the Creator. and live on a, in a sense, on a mind world where knowledge and power are worshipped and not create a relationship to the one that says that they can exist. Because everything is subject to spirit.
Mm-hmm. But the presentation that we've been given here through this, as you referred to, the mind control and
right, and the ultimate mind control is to steal what we are.
Yes.
You know, and the worst, of course, is what I call religion. Because, and I'll give you a concrete example. a lot of people call me a Christian, and I'm a believer. But I don't really fit in any box. So some people say, look, he acts like he must be a Buddhist, or he must be this or that. I've had a series of experiences, which I don't have time to do, to explain, that are so beyond the realm of first contact that people would be say that there's no way that this man could have had all these experiences or know these things. Well, I'm not any better or worse than any other individual because the spirit that's in me and the spirit that's in you, Don, or some little girl that's about to be exposed to depleted uranium in Iraq or die from some cluster bomb, the same spirit is the I Am that said, let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
And they always want to worship an external God rather than internalize and realize that the preciousness of not only us, but every living thing and every other sentient being in the universe and the very nature of the earth itself is a living being, and the universe is a living being, is literally the expression of the voice of the I Am. And if we don't grasp that as the gardeners of the garden and as connected to each other and to other living things, you have to have an external matrix of controls and rules and laws to control you rather than the internal controls of connectedness.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what our big problem is. We have religion rather than relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We have dogma rather than spirituality. We have plastic spiritual food rather than real spiritual food. And so there's I call a Monty Python stadium full of so-called prophets out there that don't have the intention and the care and the love of the I Am who am, speaking to them saying, you know, I wish to bring mercy and not judgment. Because the arm of judgment, the arm of mercy wields a sort of judgment. That's why I tell people repeatedly on my show, from whatever spiritual background, you've got to pray for your leaders, however devilish and heroically evil they are, because it hastens either restoration of relationship or speeds their demise. But you're plagued by them because you do not pray for them. And that's really important that people understand that, because we create the universe, we're co-creators of our own future, and we have a choice of timelines. We're at a point what I call the nexus, where we're like that story about the black men down in, I think it's Louisiana or Alabama, and if you want to be able to play like the devil, you got to go down on a specific road at a certain time, high noon, and you meet a black man, let him tune your guitar, and then when you get to the crossroads, the devil will meet you, and then you can make a deal.
Hmm.
Well, we're sort of at that point as a civilization where we're deciding whether we're going to go down the Ray Kurzweil way and merge with technology and become Luciferians and leap across the galaxy after we've killed most of human civilization through organized plagues and wars and pestilence, and maybe join a greater cabal of evil of other beings that launch across the galaxy destroying worlds, not just civilizations or cities, but entire worlds.
Oh, yes.
And that's what we're dealing
with. Or solar systems.
Right, that's what we're dealing with. Now, just to give a little bit so that people understand that what I'm saying here isn't just coming off the top of my head. No great scientist is a scientist unless they're an intuitive. No great healer is a healer unless they're intuitive. And even when you write mathematical equations, you intuit it first. And like I try to tell people, you don't learn anything new. You remember something you always knew. We are, in a sense, the incarnations of the I Am. And we have to stop giving responsibility to someone else and thinking we're going to have an external Messiah when we wouldn't even recognize him unless we have the rising spirit of the Messiah in us. And that's what's really disturbing. They're expecting someone to save them, whether it's an ET or another civilization, when, in fact, those civilizations won't intervene until there's a change in the heart of the people of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very big problem. Now, in the first century, my family were on my mother's side were Kohanim. They were in the 24 family cycle. And they followed Immanuel, which in Hebrew means the one who has a full knowledge of the Most High God. Now, through the Roman Catholic Church and others, they changed that and elevated Yeshua HaMashiach, which means the Father in the flesh, to the status of being God. So they separated Yeshua, or Jesus, who's our, in a sense, our father and our brother and our mother and our sister, and elevated him to become a separate God from the I Am and from, quote, the Holy Spirit that supposedly impregnated a virgin, which is another demonic statement.
Yes.
Now, the real fact, and that's why the church split with the Greek Orthodox, and people need to know why this is so significant, is there was some inkling down through history, not only native history in North America, but down through ancient Egypt, that there was a single God, an I Am. Even in ancient Egypt, there was some knowledge of people who had spiritual knowledge that these things were true. The unseen God, the one that literally created the voice of everything that existed, that transcended all their gods of ancient Egypt and Sumer and Atlantis and other civilizations.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jesus was saying is, when I return, you shall be as I am, and even greater things in our Father Abba's name. What he's really saying is, you're no different. We're all the same. Whether you're a little Iraqi about to be blown up with a bomb, or an Iranian that they're planning on nuking with a war, or a new soldier minted in the American Marines about to go over to his death after being vaccinated to death, the very spirit that allows him to exist is the I Am. And we're down here in this civilization to learn to have the commandments written on our hearts of flesh and not have commandments of stone. As I tell people, I said, you know, any religious document, whether it's written down by the Spirit, is either, if you don't accept it in spirit and truth, it is a warrant for your arrest, a death certificate, an autopsy, and a set of indictments for your prosecution. And that's the problem, is they look at a religious document as something that's wonderful and saving, when really it condemns those that don't have relationship.
Yes. Dr. Bill, I wanted to bring up a couple of points. You mentioned what's going on right now with this $700 billion bailout. Of course, you know that we've been talking about this for a couple of years. We've been in the alternative media warning our listening audience that there was going to be a catastrophe in the economic world, in the financial world of I don't want to use the term global proportions, but gigantic proportions. And that we could see this coming because of the amount of theft, embezzlement, obfuscation, and the secreting of these monies into foreign bank accounts. Now, things have changed.
What they're doing is like pirates. They're moving this off to places like Dubai and Jeddah, et cetera.
Yes,
they're
Cayman Islands, and virtually whoever will hide the money for them is what's going on.
Yeah.
And this attempt is just to get their hands on more money, because their cohorts overseas are asking them for their share of the booty. And they're quoting, for instance, the past 2 days, Bernanke has mentioned this figure of $14 trillion. This is the money that Citibank is illegally holding. This goes back to the Wantagate money.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, of course, even that $14 trillion is small compared to the total derivative debt.
Absolutely.
Exploded. It's phenomenal. It's in quadrillions of dollars.
Yes, I've been saying that for some time. I've heard you say that as well. It's got to be over two quadrillion dollars now.
The estimate I've heard is between 4.5 and 5 quadrillion.
Yeah, I would not doubt that in the least.
More zeros than you want to count.
Yes. Now, when you read my research on Obama, you are going to realize that I have gotten into the belly of the beast, or into the you know, my head is in the snake pit, so to speak. And I've discovered the source of much of the money laundering, and it directly ties into what we're facing in the past 2 days.
Right, of course it does, and it ties in with Obama and with Biden and with the Republicans. I call it the Republic crap and the Democrat, but it's either one is crap.
Yes, and I'm not singling Obama out. It's just it was startling how this went down this route, which Of course, I could do this with the Bush family just as easily, but I was going back 150 years, basically, or more, into that history, and it dead ends, just like McCain's history dead ends. And it's nowhere near the path that they put out through historians and through this published information. We're getting illusion. The point I'm getting to is whether we're talking about our finances, whether we're talking about our leadership, about our ecosystems, about our health, about our education, about religion, whatever it is, it's all illusion.
Yeah, everything is a lie. In other words, if their lips are moving, lies are coming out.
And what's the famous saying? Read my lips.
Yeah, right. That was from George Bush Sr. Or should I call him George Scherf? So that what they're doing now, basically, is they're guaranteeing, you know, the story is it's like being in the ICU. And the surgeons and the residents are all arguing, well, if we do this, the patient will probably die in the operating room. But if we do that, the patient may die on the way to the next hospital. So what should we do? We'll throw a coin. These guys basically are going to amplify the disaster by delaying it slightly, throwing money at the black hole, and basically passing over, you know, what we call imperial powers to non-elected officials so that the Congress loses completely control of the money. There's no guarantees to Main Street while people go and lose their homes, 6,000 a day, almost. And soon it'll be $10 a gallon gas, so the farmers can't get even the crop out of the ground with the cost of diesel fuel. But to heck with that, you know. They got to get on with the business of reducing the world population. Mm-hmm. And the same criminals are involved, and we had a show today with Splitting the Sky, John Boncour, the Mohawk prophet. And he is a prophet, mm-hmm. I can tell you that for sure. John is a prophet. And there's many of us. We are the sons of light, so are you. We are people that have been spoken to by the voice of the Creator, and we are, for this time, speaking truth to the people, and they have a choice, just like when Moses set them between Mount Ebal and Gerizim, you can choose light or darkness. And as corporately, as citizens of Earth, if we choose the right thing, corporately we'll walk into a glorious future where we have advanced spirituality, advanced technology, extended human lifespan, peace and security, and interact with advanced civilizations across the galaxy and the cosmos. And protected against evil that has been plaguing us for untold millennia. And if we choose the wrong choice, we will become a dark cinder of a planet with most of the population or all of it destroyed in a place fit for cockroaches and other life forms to develop in a distant future. That's what we're facing. So,
yes.
You know, basically when we see this about the $700 billion, that's only the start. This isn't even guaranteed to work, because if the other nations don't even agree that it's going to secure the money, the Chinese and these other countries are sitting there, and you can be certain that Bush and his buddies, whether they're out of power, the as Anthony Hilder calls them, neo-Nazis, and as Jim Maher says, there's nothing neo about these guys. These guys are Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning on starting an attack on Iran. They want to go to war with Russia. And they want to bathe the earth in blood and fire and starvation and plagues. The ceremony of the phoenix Pahanuk to cause a dialectic of destruction, to raise a new empire that they're in total control of. And this is what they're determined to do. They've published it in their documents from the NSM 1974 documents and the Global 2000 and the 1972 World Watch Institute's magazines and reports every year. All of this is in the open. In fact, it's part of their ceremony to make sure that the profane who don't understand it, it's fully published, and it's in the architecture, it's in the symbology, it's in the handshakes, it's in everything. But the profane don't understand it because it justifies to the predator class that we don't understand they're scamming us with the $700 billion buyout. And it's not going to do anything. All it's going to do is going to blame the public. And the poor little person trying to get a mortgage for their home and managed to get in a few years ago, they won't be able to keep their home, and they won't be able to buy groceries to feed their family, and won't be able to get to work with enough gas. So, of course, it'll be perfect grounds to release pandemic viruses, which they've weaponized. to start wars, to send off their young people to die in more wars as they vaccinate them to death, literally. And then, of course, they try to frighten doctors like me. And I'm not afraid of death, because walking into death is like just going back home. I'm not afraid of it, but I am afraid of lies. I am afraid of not hearing and doing the will of the Creator God. And I am afraid of not being connected to my fellow man, and I am going to stand as a protector. And that's what I'm hoping everybody will start to get, that spirit and that strength, and understand that. When we see this, they're preparing what I call the end of the second phase. The first phase is the false flag and the terror state. The second phase is to bring in the financial controls, worldwide and regional currencies, and internationalized highways of transport and commerce. And the third phase is the hard kill. The hard kill is the weaponized food under the World Trade Organization, the Codex Alimentarius, the United Nations, the release of plagues, the financial demolition of the world economy, the promulgation of a new religion of sustainability. That's the idea that we surely can't have baby emissions because human beings are the plague of Earth, like cockroaches. And the real issue is suppressed technology that would allow human beings to decide to do other things than reproduce. That we would exist in harmony with nature if we were left with limitless energy, information, technology, and spirituality without the plague of what are called dogmatic religions that teach us to hate each other, to kill each other, and to think we're superior.
Yes. You know, when I think about all this that you're saying, and in light of what's going on, there's no reason for this to even be happening.
Anyway, no, there's not.
It's total insanity, total psychopathy.
Why the word evil is live written backwards. Evil,
yes,
is L-I-V-E written backwards. And people need to know, why is that so anomalously simple that live is the opposite of evil? Well, if you're living, you're not doing evil. Evil is disconnection.
Yes.
And we're seeing, basically, I tell people, don't drink the Kool-Aid. No matter what they do tomorrow, if they collapse the economy and there's no food, guess what? We can rise up and wake up. And if we wake up enough people, they'll get cooperatives, they'll start growing food, they'll put it on their rooftops, it'll transform society. They'll, just like that statue that they have in front of the United Nations, they will no longer make war, as it says, a quote from the book of Isaiah, but they will hammer their weapons of warfare to plowshares. Well, let's start getting out the hammers to stop making nuclear and scalar and biological weapons. Let's stop weaponizing food. Let's stop thinking that there's this grand overlords of predatory super beasts that think that they have to be control architects of the next civilization by killing most of us off, and then with genetic and cybernetic enhancement, advance themselves as self-actuated Luciferians into a new super technical world where they are the gods of this age. Now, they're liars, they're deceived, and they're going to be dealt with. Now, I'm going to explain in for just a bit how they'll be dealt. Now, this is something I I started to speak when I was at ConspiracyCon 2008.
I was going to bring that up.
it was an excellent
presentation.
And of course, unfortunately, I only had 90 minutes, but I went, I think, a couple minutes over to about 94. But I gave, back in 1999, the first chapter of the scroll, which is a prophetic warning. And that chapter, actually the first chapter, there's 12 of them. The first chapter was a warning and a specific prophecy against America. That is up on Clay and Iron, so you can have a look at that. If you can't find it, I'm going to put them all together on the front. The second chapter was released at Pastor Butch Paz Conference in West Virginia in 2005. And the third chapter of the scroll was released in May in Santa Clara, California. Now, people need to know that the creator of the universe, and if you want to call it the sons of light that are not of this planet, do communicate with us and do care. That our creator God is good, and that we are being watched and being watched over. Now, don't expect, you know, thousands of ships to show up and can rescue us from the disaster, because the rescue has to happen internally. It's an attitude change. It's a spirit change. It's a change of the nature of modern lascivious, greedy, self-serving, and pompous mankind that needs to change, or there won't be an intervention. But there is one coming. And when I spoke in ConspiracyCon, I hinted, because I wanted to touch on this more and read the third chapter, which I didn't get a chance to do. But I have been prophesied 2,000 years ago in the first century because my ancestor received a written document that was written down after the prophecy was given to my ancestor that one in the line would be the one to announce the coming of this new age, not an age we call the new age, not an age where, quote, the world be ruled by a rod of iron, as many people twist it, meaning a whole set of rules like a matrix which is being developed, but ruled by the Spirit, where people will say to their, will not be able to say to their brother or sister, know the Creator God, because everybody will have an intimate knowledge of the Creator, because if you don't, you won't have made it. You will not be able to survive what's coming.
Yes.
Well, that prophecy was given. My great uncle Ron thought he was the one. The documents were actually passed down for almost 2,000 years, because my family were direct bloodline descendants of Moses and Aaron in the Kohanim. And to make a long story short, the last time that I was presented before the Beni Elohim was a year ago. Actually, a year ago this month. And people need to know that there are those of us who have had encounters beyond the close encounter of the third kind, who have had close encounters of the highest kind, and do understand intimately, personally, the real nature of our universe and other beings out there that do know and serve the Creator God of the world and all of the things that are in it and all of our universe. And we are on a knife's edge, as they say in the Roman Colosseum, thumbs up or thumbs down, in the Circus Maximus, whether or not our civilization will survive. And it won't be based on having star-based technology to knock out comets zipping by that could strike the Earth. It'll be by a sea change in the attitude of mankind to allow your nation to invade other countries, drop nuclear bombs and fuel nuclear reactors containing 62 tons of uranium-235, consideration for the unborn and for the blasphemy of creating transgenic monstrosities as super soldiers or doing other horrendous things, that these things won't even come into the intention of mankind, because man will be at peace with nature as it is and peace with each other and other beings of the universe. That's what the message is. We've got to get that message through to people. And I'm going to try to expand on that considerably when I'm taped on Sunday with Gary Cassidy and Bill Ryan from Project Camelot, because I have a word and some information to give to the people of this planet that has never been delivered before.
Wow.
It is a continuation of the same word that was given by Yeshua HaMashiach, my brother, my father, the Father in the flesh, but guess what? So are we. We are the Father in the flesh. We are literally the sons of the living God. And I mean big-ass sons. And many people may say that's blasphemous, but it's not. In fact, it means we're responsible. We're responsible for the choices of either action or silence that makes our world a living hell. We're responsible as doctors to not allow drug companies to poison little children with vaccines that will destroy their minds. We're responsible for standing up and speaking out when they're about to launch wars that will kill people because they have a different skin color, religion, or habits, or dietary habits. And we're responsible if we were connected to, like, neurons in a brain so that we would feel the pain that we would induce on others, including other living things, we wouldn't even consider it. But because our mankind has become like separated cells in a petri dish, not to connect it to each other, that we're only fit for destruction. And that's why when they brought 24 of us before the council, which was like a grand court called the Court of the Eschaton, down through human civilization since the last great fall, 3 shars ago, which is around 11,900 years, this world is hanging by a thread as to whether or not it will be allowed to pass through to a higher order civilization or be annihilated. And it will be determined by the attitude and the spiritual will of the people to wake up others with love, with care, with understanding, with understanding the fragility and the connectedness of all of us to each other. That's the problem, is that has been lost. That was the message of Yeshua HaMashiach. That was the, quote, gospel of the kingdom. Not a gospel of rules, because the rules are written in your heart. You won't kill. You won't destroy the unborn. You won't do wars. You won't do murders. You won't poison. You won't do these things, not because it's written on an external piece of stone, but because it's written on the heart of your flesh, your DNA of your spirit. And that's the problem. They are creating a matrix, and they have created a cybernetic world. The node of it, by the way, is completely controlled. At Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado, the supercomputer array of the Beast system exists. There are nodes of this with major databases around the world, from Jakarta to Whitehall, England, to Brussels, to Moscow, all around the world, because every nation, every group of people has become subject to this Luciferian, reptilian, demonic horde, transdimensional beings that have an intention only to annihilate us and to prevent us from becoming what we really are, to literally do an abortion on all the living souls that are incarnated in this world. That's what's happening.
It's interesting that you would use the analogy that we should become connected like neurons in a brain, because I've always perceived how they've connected us to each other, much like the cellular makeup of a sphincter muscle, if you get
right.
My image.
Right.
The vibration is much lower than is desirable for us.
Well, yeah, and the fact is that when you're, I've been changed. I'm what's called a super intuitive. I don't have to sit to meditate to remote view or even be somewhere.
Yes.
When I talk to someone, I do consulting by phone, I'm a medical intuitive. My spirit reaches in. I see with the eyes of the Most High. I hear and know. And people need to realize there's nothing that's withheld from them. That if you ask the Creator God, whether it's a solution for your finances, your health, your world, every solution has always been. This moment in time that we're speaking in right now has always existed. But it requires our intention to bring it into being. We are literally the co-creators of our own future, and we have to take responsibility for the holocaust or the heaven that we're going to create, depending on the near future, so the decisions we make, and how many hearts and souls we wake up. And we need to pray for those that do the greatest evil, because if we can turn one of them back into being connected, we can save millions. Many of them don't want to pray positive thoughts toward those that are doing these great things, but they have to understand these that do great evil are also incarnations of the Creator and have become disconnected, in a sense, are spiritually dead. And we're trying to revive those that are dead.
Yes, or they've taken their dichotomous role a bit too far and gone way outside the boundaries of...
Yeah, they're basically mind without spirit. Knowledge, it's like a supercomputer that has the access to all knowledge, but without any wisdom or spirit. And that's what they're doing. They're creating a matrix. They're literally creating a world where people will be loaded up in racks with brain interface chips so that they can decide to live in the real world or have life extension and suspended animation technology to live for millennia in a cybernetic world where their body won't age, or they'll be told that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the future that we're facing. People say, no, that wouldn't happen. They say, it'll come upon you so quickly, the world would be transformed into a hell so swiftly, much more hellish than a boiling lake of liquid fire. A world where there is no escape because you're caught in your own trap of lies.
Yes.
And that's what we're facing.
Now, Dr. Bill, have you noticed the amount of awakening that's occurred in the last 2 days? And I'm speaking about those, not just in the Patriot Movement. I've even seen this on C-SPAN in the morning, early morning show, right after they show the reruns of these hearings that have been going on over this bailout. The
people are waking up.
They're waking up, and these are the regular people. I'm not saying these are not intelligent people, but I'm saying they're the ones that weren't on the bandwagon with those of us that were saying 9/11's an inside job, and this war is nothing more than the continuation of this military industrial complex that's been going.
Right.
Marching for thousands of years on this planet through civilization after civilization. Why, if what they're doing is so righteous, why does it have to be done in secrecy? Now, at the same time, we have still these people who are dumbed down. They're still drinking tap water, as we say, because
drinking the fluoride.
Yeah, you see the glaze eyes now. What can we do to circumvent that, the connection, the neural connection between the ears and the eyeballs? and make it go maybe from the ears to the heart, or the ears to the brain to the heart, or straight to the Creator?
The first thing I think people have to do in order to get, which says, you know, the first step to gaining, quote, great power and authority is to become empty. In other words, a glass that is 99% full can receive nothing.
Repentance.
A glass that
saying.
Is empty can receive everything.
So you're suggesting repentance then?
Well, I'm suggesting the first dragon to be slain is the ego.
Yes.
If we decide what we think is right in our own eyes, that's the definition of taking from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, and it's the most subtle and the vilest form of evil itself, which is decide for yourself what is good or evil, and that is the basis of Luciferianism and the opposite of hearing the voice or the vibration or the intention of the Creator in a specific circumstance to do the will of the Creator of the universe. So the first thing is to empty ourselves of ego. Second thing is to pray to be get images as to what we need to not necessarily do, but to just be. People think that they're human doings, and I said, no, you're not a human doing, you're a being. Just like you don't have to do anything to be close to God, you just have to be. Like your child doesn't look up at you and say, what do I have to do to be your son or daughter? We need to stop thinking religion is a pathway to God when it's a revelation that God is literally in us and the spirit that makes us exist in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stop that foolishness and stop the idea, and even the idea that there's two dichotomous groups in religion, those who believe in reincarnation and those who don't. How will both are right and wrong? And the reason is, it's perspective. We are an incarnation of the infinite incarnation, and that's why when we see the wall of me and thee drop, whether it's between humans or animals, we're just starting to remember that we are all connected and we are all one. So when I connect with someone who I talk to and I take their history and I ask them questions, there is no separation of mind, body, and spirit, and the veil drops and I cease to be just me and become we. And if we all had that, which many children do, and especially groups of children like Down syndrome children, we wouldn't have the evil and the wars and everything else we have. But they want to separate us. They want to have us against each other. They want to have a dialectic of chaos so they can make sure that we don't realize we're all one. And if you think of mankind as a number of wonderfully made cells of different colors, sizes, and so every nationality, every type of people, every gifting is all makes a perfect being of corporate mankind as a non-local being in space-time, stretching not only across the earth but across into the distant future and past, and also across the universe to other sentient beings. When you start to grasp that, you no longer have the spirit of evil because you're number one, empty and ready to receive images to what you have to be rather than what you have to do. The doing happens once you be. Once you accept the being or the positional state that you are and what you are, you simply do it. If you are a farmer, you farm. If you have an intention of knowing why you're supposed to be in a particular place and what your position is, then you just do it. Just like John Boncour knew that there was an ancient Mohawk prophecy. There was a one that would come. This went back thousands of years, and the one would come would be a young native Mohawk that would be called, his name would be called Splitting the Sky. But when he was born, because it was lightning on his night, They basically gave him this word, and one of the senior women in the tribe gave him his name, Splitting the Sky. And when he was in the Attica prison massacre in 1971, and when he was going through all these other things, he knew God was working through him, the Creator of the universe, to speak to him, voice of, find your name, know the being that you are in me, and I will, like an arrow, draw you back and send you forth to do the will of the Father, to do the will of the Abba, the Father, Mother, Brother, Sister, the I Am who is in everything, and then the world would be transformed because you have the power and authority to speak as a Creator. And that's what we need to have. We need to stop speaking as someone pushing a vending button, expecting God to do what we want, and asking God when we're empty what God wants us to be as the son or daughter of the Creator of the universe.
Yes.
And then we'll have power and authority.
Yes, there was a moment in my professional life as a music healer, let's say, and that's really ultimately what I'm here to be. regardless of what the FDA says. I'm a music healer. And
because music heals, and music does heal. The vibrations heal, the intention of music, and it's not just the music sounds, it's the spirit words that are spoken through music and poetry and even comedy that can touch people's spirits to heal them.
Well, I was working as, they were calling it music therapy. I was working at a facility where they attended to people that had suffered various types of issues from birth. There were congenital issues, or they were as a result of accidents. And two things I had done. There was one particular clients, they like to call them. Okay,
right.
I like to call them my friends. They called them clients. Because they were the means through which this organization earned their keep, basically.
Yes.
And I was able to take a girl who was, let's say, of teenage age, but with a mind that they determined was about 6 months old, and teach this young girl to play the piano, to play and not bang on the keys, but actually to play it.
Right.
So I took her destructive tendencies and turned them into creativity. And
right.
you should have seen how it affected the whole group of people, because everyone saw this. So my friends, who they preferred to call the clients, were experiencing and witnessing miracles. Now, one other short story. There's a gentleman.
Well, that's what we are, as miracle workers. We reach in with a spiritual intention, which is a higher planes. We literally create and subject the energetic planes to the will of the creator of the universe, and we become co-creators.
Yes. Another gentleman about my age had a traffic collision where he was hit head-on by a truck, and it left him paralyzed on one side of his body. I asked him one day, what was your vocation before you were involved in this event? And he said, he could speak. He said, I was a concert pianist. And I said, why aren't you a concert pianist now? And he said, because I'm paralyzed on the right side of my body. And I said, would you like to become a concert pianist again? Notice that word, become.
Yes.
And he said, yes, of course I would. And then so we sat down at the piano, and just through the will, it was the will of God for him to do this.
Right.
I just said, just lift your hand. And he said, I can't. It's paralyzed. And I said, no, I can't means I don't want to. Lift your hand and put it on the keyboard. Well, he partially moved it, and he was helping it with the other hand, but he got to where he could move it, and he got to where he began to develop strength and movement and flexibility in his fingers. The next day, upon arriving there to go through a different program with the whole group, singing songs, preparing for a Christmas program, which was phenomenal to see, by the way. They were absolutely fantastic. I was told, no more miracles. I was told, we don't get paid to produce results or to produce miracles. Stop producing.
You were actually told this by the people there, right?
Yes. And so I gave my notice and didn't stay beyond 2 weeks.
Well, of course, see, it's the same thing with whether it's medical issues. I mean, the medical profession doesn't want to accept what even shamans know, which is that if you don't have the power of intention of the spirit, you can't see things. For example, people don't, you know, in Western society don't know this, but when, let's say, in the Amazon rainforest, when a medicine man wants to find a treatment for something, what he does is he takes, either meditates, if he's very astute and been doing it many years, or he takes these herbals that help to open up his spiritual eyes. And he goes at night with his bow and arrow, and he knows from the vibrations and literally the energy that comes, that he can shoot his little arrow with a very, very bright feather from one of these birds of the paradise. He can find the arrow the next day. And then the next day he goes around and finds where the arrow went into different plants, because he could see the energy in the darkness, pulls those plants and does a proving. That's how he discovers treatments. They have more medicines in their pharmacopoeia in the Amazon by over hundreds of thousands than we ever had in medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by the power, right? So that's how things work.
Yes. Well, I'm confirming what you're saying there, And yes, it's true that we have different callings. I've got two cousins who are chiropractors who are also shamans. And I'm going to have them on the show this coming month.
Right.
They're very excited about it because...
And people shouldn't get caught in terminology. They want to attack people because they use different words.
Yeah.
You know, they may say, well, you can't talk about that person have a prophetic... I said, do you think that the great spirit, the spirit that the says I am, cannot speak to someone that's in China or a Native American or a person in South Africa or a person in the Amazon rainforest? What kind of arrogance is that? Now, there may be selected groups that had a greater perspective of knowledge, which is why there's been such a determination to kill the people of the book, the people, not just the Jews, but all the descendants of Abraham, the Israelites. And the reason is they don't want people to know that these people are not necessarily so righteous, because they aren't, but they don't want people to know the nature of the Creator God.
Yes.
It could be anybody. It could have been some group of shamans from Central America that just wrote down a really good book that explained it all because it had great revelation. The key is it's an object lesson from the Creator, and there's an object lesson people, and that's why there's a number of things coming down, and the linchpin and even the destruction is the State of Israel, which is why an attack on Iran sometime in the next few weeks or the next year is incredibly likely, because it's their intention to bathe us with fire. And even the Holocaust itself was intentioned by the Sabbateans, who were followers of the anti-Messiah, Shephatites V, in 1666, and Jacob Frank, so they could kill off and get rid of all of the real, quote, religious Jews or rabbis, to make sure that only those who believed in Luciferianism and Sabbateanism, which are completely satanic, would survive, and they would cleanse the, quote, the Jewish faith from anybody who believed in a Creator God and connectedness to each other. Now, of course, you can find this in any group, but especially among the natives, like Native North Americans, have a very clear idea of the Great Spirit.
Yes.
And that's the big problem, is because they set each other against each other, and so rather than trying to find the common ground of spirit, they want to find a reason to argue with each other over dogma. And I tell people dogma is just an example of ignorance played over time and taught as the gospel truths to each generation, so that they'll think their recipe cards for knowing how to get to God is the only way to get there.
Dogma backwards is am God.
Yeah, or damn God. Yeah. Well, maybe they think they are God, you see. The thing
is,
you can't be God, I guess, unless you want to have a very small universe. You can be a part of the great I am. If you are empty and hear or do the will of the Creator, that's why I tell you, the Hebrew word is Shema, which is to hear and do. And you can't hear if your ears are plugged. You can't fill up if you're full already.
Yes.
And when that's the same thing with scientific truths. If someone, there's an ancient Greek philosopher, his name was Epictetus, that said, you know, the man that knows everything can be taught nothing. And the real issue is that we have a lot of people who are so full of themselves they can't be full of any spirit or truth.
Yes, that's true. Now, I want to take the last few moments we have here to promote your show, which is on GCN.com, and that's 2 to 4
Central.
Yeah,
GCN Live, actually. It's GCN.
Or GCN Live,
Live.com. The program started about 3 years ago after I spoke about the Oklahoma City bombing as the examining doctor in 1995. And then decided to go on Alex Jones' show in October of 2003 and Pastor Butch Pause program, and then in February started on that program, and of course did a short stint over at RBN and also at BBS Radio for a short while. The show now has really expanded. It's 3 hours a day, 2 to 5 Central, that's 12 to 3 Pacific, and 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and it's 8 to 10 Sunday evening for encore of our best shows. That is Central Time, 6 to 8 Pacific and 9 to 11 Eastern. We just got, starting on Monday, also a Star Guide feed out of New York to the big 12-foot dishes across the world. And we're on KU-band digital satellite, North and South America, as well as broadband, and many, many affiliates, including ABC affiliates and independents. So we've got a very big stick to try to smash the paradigms of evil and to wake people up, because we don't have a lot of time left. And the, you know, as I say, the future is liquid. It's not yet solidified. and we can decide to take the right road, as I said about that road with the devil down there in Alabama, the road toward a beautiful, glorious future where we live in peace and have a massively extended lifespans with joy and interaction with all kinds of the living things and creatures and beings across the universe, or we live in a hellish matrix. Those who survive what's coming, which is absolutely horrific. And that decision, you know, I hope that people will visit both Nutramedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, and see all the information on medical wellness, anti-aging. I teach in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and Environmental Medicine. I bring out whistleblowers and technologies on stem cells, ethical stem cells, not embryonic. I show them discernment in terms of knowing what natural therapies are there, that drugs are not the answer, and that vaccines, the only safe vaccine is one that stays in the bottle. I show them how there is a concerted effort to destroy their biology and kill them with things like Codex. And I give them the scientific and technical proof that lines up perfectly with the spiritual proof of what I say. So at the end, they realize that, you know, we speak with the voice of intellect and the voice of spirit, so then they can know that with those two witnesses, it's true. And then, of course, the other website is Clay and Iron, CLAYANDIRON.com. And Clay and Iron, of course, is from the book of Daniel. It says, close up and seal the words of this book until the time of the end. Well, I released the book Clay and Iron back in 1999 that I received 20 years ago. And I'll be releasing more with additional keys probably later this year or this winter, with another book called Abortion to Armageddon, about the abuse of all technologies in our civilization that have been used to subject and destroy not only humans, but our entire ecosystem and our world. And they've used and abused technology rather than technology is not inherently evil, but it has to be subject to the spirit, or it always will end up causing destruction and death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of putting hydrofluorosilicates in our water supply from the fertilizer nuclear fuel right industry that destroys our biology is purely satanic. I mean, this is evil of galactic proportions, but it's only one of many things that they're doing. And so in both websites, they're going to find out some unique things. I have whistleblowers on. I have no limits in how far we'll go in terms of talking about space technology, intimate knowledge of advanced space projects and programs about our colony on Mars, which has been there since the early 80s, about ancient human civilizations on Mars, our city and mining operations on the moon, our interstellar flight spacecraft, which we've had for decades, all kinds of advanced technology that's been suppressed for zero-point energy, tokamak nuclear fusion reactors, and all kinds of things that specifically either we have invented or we have been transferred to us from other civilizations through deals, some of them very horrific deals, with civilizations with incredibly evil intentions towards our world. And people need to know they're living in a vacuum when they think that human beings are the only sentient being in this universe. It's enormously stupid when all the rulers of the earth have known forever and have made deals literally with the devil.
Yes.
That we are in this pickle because they have literally cursed their descendants. In fact, the greatest power these Luciferians get is to curse their own children and descendants to be attached by these transdimensionals so that they can rise to higher orders within their Masonic matrix. So no one can tell me that any Mason is good, no matter what you term you call or whatever religion you call it, that it has infiltrated every, what I call, real lie or religion going on. So hopefully people will start to grasp that once they get to know, quote, their name, their intention of the Creator for them, then they're going to be doing the right thing, not out of their intentions, but the intention of the Creator. And they're going to get the knowledge at Nutramedical. They'll get the tools for anti-aging, wellness, and detox. And they'll get the classified information, the spiritual information, and the others at Clay and Iron, so they can see the unlocking of the crystal of the Bible, and of other great books and other great prophets, of other groups, people like John Splitting the Sky, Boncorn, people around the world who are rising like those bubbles in the champagne bottle and are trying to wake up their brothers and sisters, because if we don't, as the Grand High Council of the Eschaton told me last year, we are on the precipice of annihilation, but it is our future that we must create, not theirs to intervene, not theirs to have an armada of spacecraft arrive to cleanse us of all of our evil. It's for us to change our hearts and to take care of this problem ourselves, or we will not be allowed to get out of the crib of our civilization. But we will be allowed to be annihilated by our evil of our spirit and our intentions, and not saved by technology. They think technology will save them, and it's just another delusion.
And two, the ignorance and the apathy, the complacency and the procrastination of
another face of evil. Procrastination and lying and attacking the messenger is another face of evil.
Yes, exactly.
When you dismiss someone like me or yourself that puts their life on the line and literally is in mortal danger every moment, that is an obscenity. And it's basically a suicidal self-talk, not just for themselves personally, but for their family and their whole civilization. It's a form of speaking to themselves of, surely I don't want to know this, I want to die. Because if they don't, whether it's their financial future or their physical future or the forced vaccination or the other nasties they're planning, inaction and ignorance and attacking and ad hominem attacks is a form of suicide. And we have to describe it what it is rather than pretending it's anything less. And some of the greatest evil is just inaction and ignorance. I call it active ignorance. Passive ignorance is someone who's not capable of knowing the truth. Active ignorance requires a great effort to remain that stupid. In the face of facts which are so overwhelming and staring at you through the face, it's like a salivating tiger ready to eat you for dinner, and you think that really it's just a big kitty and you're fine.
Yeah. It just needs to be petted a little bit.
Right. And the problem is, you see, that we need to take out our sword and deal with this foolishness and take out our scepter, but we need to be walking in authority, which means we have to hear God's voice first before we have the authority to walk.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Deagle, is it possibly through you, or could you direct us? I was gifted the set of the conspiracy conference presentations. You were a key speaker, Clifford Carnicom, James Dolan, Jim Fetzer, Sean David Morton. There were just a ton of very, very good researchers.
Yeah, Jim Myers. It was a great conference.
Jim,
you can get them at conspiracycon2008.com. I have my talk in 94 minutes on clay and iron, and I also have the PowerPoint, which includes the third chapter of the scroll and other materials there. That's free. You can go to clayandiron.com and upload it. The talk is available there to purchase in DVD that I gave.
Okay, that's on your site. I wanted to make sure of that
that's under clay and iron. Now, under our Nutramedical site, you'll find anti-aging, stem cell mobilizer technologies, the best pure water systems in the world, technologies, many of them I custom design, things that you don't even know exist. Like, you don't need to suffer or die from cancer. You can reverse blocked arteries. You don't need vaccines. You don't need to be getting respiratory infections or a chronic lung disease. The body can regenerate and heal from many different things, even after surgery or trauma. We live in such a world of lies, people can't even recognize the truth when it's staring them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But we have it. Many of these knowledges have been around for a long time, but like in the Book of Daniel, which is why my other website is called Clay and Iron, you know, that knowledge will increase greatly. You know, well, it has. I mean, there really is almost nothing now, even in the last few days, that people now can no longer remain actively ignorant. They're realizing that the game is such, there's nothing to be gained by remaining ignorant anymore.
Yeah.
The effort that society has been putting out to remain stupid, to think that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, even inside the movement, there were people that were literally, I call this insane enough to think that why would Dr. Deagle say that they have weaponized avian flu or put nukes in the World Trade Center? People literally thought that they could intellectually trade swords with me on the nuclear physics or anything else about the World Trade Center, about the gene clades and the gene sequences down to the codons of avian flu. Well, let me tell you people, if you disagree, call into my show, and it's going to be like a cage match, because I will treat ignorance with a violence that it deserves, because ignorance, as the Buddhists say, is the basis of all evil. And ignorance goes down hard on my mat, because your ignorance will kill me and my children. Your inaction will sever our relationship and destroy our civilization. So I will fight for you to received the truth, and I pray for those who haven't that they will soon, otherwise their civilization will end in a thermonuclear, scalar, biological holocaust of proportions that you can't imagine in your darkest nightmare. And we get to decide what we're going to have. Which pathway do we want? So come and visit. Listen to the show Monday to Friday, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, and 12 to 3. And it's also on demand, so you can listen to it rebroadcast 24/7. It's also podcast if you get a GCN Live membership. But if you go to my website, and I'm catching up on all the archives, I cross-index all the shows, and they're all free. So you can pull them up by topic. As I told a lady that was doing some research on Gardasil and has her program in the Netherlands this evening, because I help people do research around the world for their shows and their broadcasts. Copy it, but just copy it right. Copy it, make a zillion copies you want. The truth will set us free. And the author of all truth is the Creator, and we have to take that authority and stop being victims. Don't take the Kool-Aid of fear. Don't head for the hills and try to hide, like when I heard Steve Quayle heading for the hills. Now is the time to confront evil. There'll be a time to flee to places of refuge, but it's not today.
Yes. Also, your archive of this show will be available on BBS Radio and at my website, directlightproductions.com. Like you, I'm a bit behind on getting those posted.
Well, there's so many things going on the last 6 months with me getting ready to move and doing many other things that people don't see behind the scenes because I, you know, research the programs, I'm writing, I do many other things. So we're getting ready to do some documentary movies, but we'll catch up all these archives, and what they'll find is it'll bless them with a level of knowledge and information that will completely destroy darkness. People have to understand darkness is not the opposite of light, it's the absence of it.
Yes.
And I want to bless you that I hope your program does well and others here at BBS and that many more will rise up of every, quote, faith, religion, stripe, and they'll reach beyond dogma, whether they think it's, you know, incarnation, reincarnation, whatever. They realize that we are incarnated and in eternity, there is no time and space. So one of my questions I tried to ask people, I said, you know, if I died tomorrow, and you died the next week or the next year, and Abraham dies 3,000 so many years ago, who arrives at the bosom of Abraham, you know, at heaven first? And they said, well, gee, I guess Abraham. I said, no, we all arrive at the same time because eternity is no respecter of time.
Yes.
So you have to understand that time is just an illusion created by us passing through as a spirit, passing through this matrix or montage of images. It's here to teach us to remember what we are.
Well, that's so true.
And when we start grasping that, we start to also understand that just remember it's a ride. Just remember we're on the merry-go-round, we're on the carousel of reality. And the most important thing is that we are kind to each other on the carousel. We connect to each other, and when we're time to leave the carousel, the only ones that matter are those that loved and hated you. And hopefully the ones that hated you, you prayed for them that they would get restored. Otherwise, they're not going to get off the carousel into a pleasant future. They're going to be locked into a future of a hellish being that will never know the connectedness with the Creator again.
Yeah.
And if you want to describe that as hell, I don't know, you can call it whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, God does not cast anyone into a place of separation. He just accepts our right to decide.
Well, when I go down in my personal experience, when I go down the rabbit hole of research, often I can see the flames a couple stories below, you know.
Well, no, you're right. And the flames are there, but the flames are more the agitation of the spirit knowing separated from the Creator.
Yes, exactly.
And they may be played out in a reality or in dimensional realities that will have other, if you want to call it, incarnations of dimensionality, but the fact is the highest one is just separation from the I am.
Yes. Well, Dr. Bill, we're kind of out of time right now.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope everybody takes this seriously, what's going on with the economy, as a wake-up call. A call to know that 9/11 was an inside job, and all the same parties as John Boncor, we had our show today, they can listen to on demand if they just hit Nutramedical or Clay and Iron. And if they can get the show in their local town or station, just call the local affiliates to pick up the show. They can contact Nick Leash at extension 166 at Genesis, 877-996-4327. That's 877-996. because this needs to get out. We're going to cover material and things that you're not going to hear on any other network or any other show. That's because God has just given me doors to open. I have a specific role. You have your role, and John Boncour has his role. My role is to basically go out there and smash paradigms, to be a haven for the whistleblowers, and to get the truth out about some of the most horrible things that you can imagine. But we don't need to be victims anymore. And that's the message I want to give people, is no matter how horrible it seems, that our God is God.
Well, I'd like to have you back on again. And I want to urge you, Dr. Deagle, as well as my listening audience, to check out my website. Hopefully within the next hour, I'm going to have the Obama piece, part four. This is the three students go to Washington.
Well, you know, you always have such good humor, too, when you bring these stories out, which is one of your fortes, and the music which you speak to people and their spirits. And I like the humor because a lot of time people won't accept things unless it's funny enough that they realize, oh, my gosh, I was living and believing in a lie.
Oh, yes. There are some real revelations in this piece, and a lot of dot connecting, a lot of crisscross back and forth type of comparisons. And when you examine the stories that are out there with the light of the truth on it, you are going to see a totally different image than one that's been created for us by this propagandized media that we've all been spoon-fed for so many years.
I'll post up a link on my website, Clay and Iron, tomorrow, too, so people can have a look at those articles, because as we cross-pollinate and link these things, we're creating, in a sense, a cybernetic consciousness and intention as a group to not believe lies, or to share information, to discern it on an intellectual level, but then to pray and see if it's true, and then to make sure it's passed on to others, because as we wake up others, even the, quote, regular media, they're starting to realize, like, hey, we got to stop believing these lies.
Well, we've become the real media, I think, at this point. And
we are.
You know,
we are the media.
They're trying to clean up after themselves, but they're not doing a very good job because they've been lying for so long that they don't know the difference anymore between their lies and the truth. And they're trying to save face right now. So they're saying, well, you know, we have this. Is this a scandal? Do the people really understand what's going on? Well, our Congress will do the right thing. Mark my words, they're going to pass this thing. They're going to give them the
money.
Well,
that's what I've heard, is they're going to pass it, and if they pass it, it guarantees a thermonuclear demolition of the economy. And it means a regionalized world currency, and it means the preparatory steps for the mark of the beast, the matrix where everything is electronic divots, and even silver and gold coins, literally, as the Bible says, canker or rust, because using them is a criminal activity that can get you imprisoned or executed.
Yes.
At some point in the future, not now, because these things, I tell people, put so much in silver and gold, but in some future, if you're not in refuge cities away from these evil civilizations, if you're not divorced totally of these things, you're going to, and you don't have your little divots in the computer, and you don't exist in cyberspace, you're persona non grata. That's where they're headed with this.
Yes. Well, the things that I've researched are basically letting us know who we're dealing with on a very...
And what we're dealing with. We're not just dealing with human. We're dealing with non-human entities.
Yes, we get into that, and it wasn't by accident, okay?
No.
And actually, there's a piece Ken Adachi just wrote based on something I found in a photograph.
Right.
Basically, the whole story's been debunked. And if you have an opportunity to get me on your show, I definitely can take up 3 hours telling you about
it. I'll bet you can. We have lots of time. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Don. I hope everybody gets a peaceful sleep after all of this. But, you know, see the challenges there, but also the opportunity to take authority in their scepter and then make a future as co-creators that is a glorious one rather than a horrific one. But we need to clean house of these fools, and we need to pray for them. And as we pray for them, they'll be dealt with, or swept aside, and then our civilization can move forward.
Yes, I truly.
We have to hold their feet to the fire. We have to make sure Congress does what it's supposed to do. We've got to make sure in other countries they don't force national IDs on people or force vaccinate them. We have to make sure they don't hand over authority to the United Nations or an international rapid reaction force that can invade your territory and do horrific things preemptively. The preemption doctrine is out of the pit of hell.
mm-hmm.
preemptively attacking Bashar reactor, for example, or invading Iraq and Afghanistan. So being silent when the death of the unborn occurs, being silent when we invade and destroy civilizations, being silent when the government does something that's evil like this bailout, is, I think, one of the greatest evils in our world. Just inaction or willingly be turning your head the other way when you see these things happen. It's like turning your head away from a car accident when you could save somebody from bleeding to death by just applying pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
That's the old ostrich head in the sand analogy.
Well, your butt is in the air, so it's easy to kick it.
Exactly. Okay. Dr. Deagle,
well,
I want to wish you...
God bless. I appreciate everybody listening, and hopefully they'll have a... They'll be blessed, and more people will wake up and see what's going on. But then be what they're supposed to be, which is a son or daughter of the creator of the universe, and not a plague not only on Earth, but a plague in the galaxy, which is why we've been quarantined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll send you that link to the article as soon as I have it up. And, you know, I appreciate anything you can do to help me get it out there. It's important for people to read this.
Absolutely.
It really is. So,
take care,
I want to
God bless
you.
Everybody. I appreciate it, Don.
We'll have you on soon again.
Take care.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Good night.
God bless everyone. Good night.
Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our special guest, Dr. Bill Deagle, hopefully will be back with us again soon. You can listen to him at gcnlive.com. As he mentioned, from... 3 to 6 Central Time, 2 to 5, and that is, or is it 3 to 6? 3 to 6, 2 to 5 Central. 3 to 6 Eastern Time, let's put it that way. And that's Monday through Friday. It's a great show. He's always got good guests, and I've known him now for a couple of years and been on some of the same shows, and I encourage you also to try to listen to his presentation at the Conspiracy Conference 2008. You can see that, as he mentioned, on his website. I've got the DVD. It's one of the best presentations I've ever seen, and very well prepared. It covers many, many topics that that we didn't even cover tonight on the show. The man is a walking medical encyclopedia, to say the least. And spiritual. With that, I want to say goodnight to all the listening audience. Special thanks to Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick for the sound, and most of all you, my listening audience, for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light. And we've got Jim Murray tomorrow, so please tune in. In the meantime, have a good night.